This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Jared Morris. Episode number 1402 is here. Our topic today is Open the Gates for Kick by Using These Simple Tips.
This episode is brought to you by PodBot Door AI.
In a live situation, you want to use the noise gate signal chain as much as possible, regardless of which instrument you play, whether it is the output of an instrument or the level at which you are using a microphone. Set up the gate to streamline your drum track, clean your vocals, reduce leaks from other sound sources, reduce noise from amplifiers and cassettes, and create dramatic effects. Set the gate threshold so high that it blocks the reverb signal too loudly, and adjust attack and release so that you get as much reverb tail when the gate is closed. When we say sidechain, we mean controlling the gates with an external signal, such as opening and closing the doors of the bass guitar to react to the signal of the kick drum, for example. If your doors have sidechain inputs, you can chain yourself and control the opening and closing of your door signals by monitoring the side inputs of the sidechain. Once again, a noise gate opens and closes the path through which an audio signal is emitted, which is sound. An open noise gate allows the sound to pass unaffected, while a closed noise gate attenuates the sound. By changing the speed at which the door is opened and the signal strength needed to open it, you can give the door a sharper sound by opening it when the initial noise level is higher. Use gate release and attack controls to set thresholds for when your gate should be opened or closed. Gates like C1 Compressor, EMO D5 Dynamic Chefs, and Omni Channel plugins have separate thresholds for opening and closing gates, which can help to create a smoother output sound without decay. On other devices, you can add sharpness to the sound by reshaping the kick sound by playing the target attack and release times to eliminate the initial part of the slow transient, creating a pulsating sound when the gate opens and a pulse of a faster transient. Faster attack times and higher thresholds mean that the gate opens when the signal reaches a higher level, giving a useful punch to a wet kick drum sound. If you want sounds when the door is opened by a percussive signal, such as a drum, set the stop knob to a lower value. Use the basic gates to control and release the threshold of the attack so that the kick drum sounds to your liking. If you have a door with a temporary or strong signal in the drum microphone, set the threshold to quiet, so that when a drum beat opens the door, the faulty drum ventilation is not present. You can also instruct the gate to ignore anything above 150 Hz, which means that noises above this threshold will cross the threshold and will not cause the gates to open, so that you can cut off the kick drum and record your spinner drum track as it is. If you lower the threshold of the gate so that the tom opens the sound gate when there is no other than the drumbeat, the sound bleeds out. By default, the noise gate opens when the volume level exceeds the threshold and closes when it falls below it. When you close the volume and dive under the threshold, the noise in the gate closes with quiet hysteresis. To open the gate, you can use a copy of the dry signal of the snare microphone to trigger the gate and let the snarled drum sound pass. You can also use your compressor well to operate the kick and snare drums by setting the threshold of pass-through attack to reduce the desired decay. If you try to generate a snare or kick drum signal with the basic settings, the signal should be loud enough to trigger a gate. In this case, to remove unwanted noise, set the gate to open when the instrument signal is present. In this way, the door opens and closes as soon as it recognizes when the drum strikes, and when it strikes, it opens as soon as you hear the bass. You can also use a side-chain key filter to tighten the rhythm section by linking the kick drum channel to the bass channel and opening the gate at the frequency of the kick. To use it, set a set of thresholds to open and close the gate. This is especially useful when the signal level is above the threshold, which can cause the door to shut and create an unwanted chatter effect. The logical point of view is that when a signal level threshold is reached, you will see the door or door open at a preset value, which we assume when the detection time of the device is close to zero. For example, you can record a drum with a noise gate to isolate the sounds of the snare drum and hi-hats in many cases without opening the gate. The gate can also be used to cause noise leaks from
the snares into the microphone so as not to muddy the overall sound. Different instruments are given a threshold noise gate that can only be opened by one instrument. A gate that is opened with a slower signal attack produces a clicking sound. Ambient drum sound gates with a higher threshold become a more concentrated sound burst that appears more powerful.
This was Open the Gates for Kick by Using These Simple Tips by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1402. My name is Jared Morris, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.
PodBot Door AI.